Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 14th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about one of the problems facing the country at the moment, that is water pollution.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
We gave them at least a minimum of 6 weeks to install proper pieces of equipment so that they pre-treat their waste before they discharge it into the sewer system or the river system. I didn't get a feeling of anybody that would have wanted to genuinely and deliberately defy that the EMA, the Environmental Management Agency, together with the relevant local authorities, will be able to take relevant appropriate measures, traffic measures, to enforce the laws of the land.
Agula muntu ohlonipha umthetho nalowo ngoba abantu abayabefanele bawuyeze lowo msebenzi ngabantu abafanele ipolitics. Agula muntu olandela umthetho wama-bylaws ekansil ukuthi khona ahambe ayenforce umthetho. Agula ngazobathuma ukuthi khona khangelani into le yenzakala endaweni ezinjezinje.
Zimbabwe inemithemo yakakwana yekudzivirira kusvibiswa kwenzizi ne-environment kana nharaunda pachezvayo. Tine mutemo unonzi Environmental Management Act. Mutemo uyu wakadzikwa muna 2002. Kwozouya kwakadzikwa maregulations, atingati mitemo inosupporta iyo Environmental Management Act. Saka inotori nesection yekuti munhu muna umwe bhinite company kana kuti neindividual haafaniri kusvibisa mvura.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about water pollution.
A cabinet committee led by local government minister Ignatius Chombo has been meeting all stakeholders to raise concern about water pollution.
The companies which the cabinet committee has met so far include mining concerns, funeral parlors, service stations, fuel holding depots, and food processing plants, which have been given a six-week ultimatum to institute measures to stop pollution.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
kunjaloke foit. Onguka Gibbs, nasi tila utitinget chitarisa ne nyaye dambudziko re mvura. Iriku mwiwane wanu ya katonzi kana ni mtungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe baru kuzera ITF kubulawa yu kubaru kuchika watifan vanengi wa akumwa mfura ine sewage kana utimfura ine tshina. Pani misangano ya itukwa ne urumende ne makamba na kasia na siana vima garaji kana vamwe vanema mocha raya baru kunzi mishonga ya wanu shandisa paku geza. Vanu vanengi wa shaya vayabaya iriku pensira ya pinda mune nzisi. Yozo pesera ya kunungua shakari nevano. Saka mvura iri kunungua nevano haina kuchena. Saka ndonya yetida kuti tinge tichitaura nevano yoi kuti zvii zvingaitwe na iwo vanhu pache zvavo ne hurumende kuti paoneke kuti dambudziko iri ragadziriswa sei. Nekuti rikasagadziriswa vanhu vanopesera vakurwara nemidumbu zvirwere zvakaita sana kolera. Vamwe vanoita cancer. Nenyaya yemishonga inenge ichiraswa yaye nema kambani. Ichipisira yapinda mvura. Chimwe chinonetsa ndechekuti maguta emuZimbabwe akawanda acho ana mari yekutenga mishonga yekuti anyatsochenese mvura yacho. Nekudaro vanhu vanopesera vakumwa mvura isina kumira zvakanaka. Matambudziko ari kuwanikawo zvakare kumaruwa uko kunana Marange nekume kuri kucherwa zviwanikwa zvakasiyana siyana mangoda naana goridhe. Mishonga yacho inenge ichishandiswa kuchenesa. izvo zviwanikwa zvirikupedzisira yapindawo mumvura yopedzisira yati hove dzife mombe nezvimwe zvakadaro daro.
Ye kunjalo ke blessing xa ungakhangela emadolobheni siyakhumbula ukuthi kule lake chibero lake chibero zange sezokuthiwa isigcwele ingcekeza okunyokumangalisayo kwaze waba lesikhathi babefuna ukuthi bayihlambulule kodwa kwangazani kuyahlupha khonokho. Sikakhangela ke amadamu amaningi nxa sikhangela khona ngathi kobulawayo kule Kami Dam. Ikami Dam liyana kwakusithi ngesinye isikhathi ikansili ithatha amanzi angkhona asetshenziswe ukuthelela ezingadini kumbe emaground ebhola kodwa kwamanje kukhanyazani kuyahlupha khona ukuthi uhluza amanzi angkhona ngoba le ngcikeza enganinengi kakhulu. Nxa ukhuluma laba ikansili bathi ye kunjalo njalo ayisiko kodwa khonokho ngakhala amafektali khona ngale eBelmont area amanzi angkhona nxa ephuma khonapho aya ngaphi aya emfuleni esuke emfuleni abantu sebezuza amanzi angkhona ukuthi bayawasebenzise kodwa ebulawayo nxa ungakhuluma labo sibili okhansili abaningi ukhulume layo umeya uyatsho ukuthi hhayi kodwa amanzi amaningi asuka khonaphana anathwa ngabantu kusho ukuthi anathwa ngabantu abangekho etown anathwa yilabo abasingathi down river down the river khonapho so kusho ukuthi etown hayi kungazani abazuzi kangako so ke sulukuzwa ngani zulukandoba ndaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu nanka amanzi phela asuka khona ngapho siya even lemakhaya kube zobe sokubuya la khona phetown lakho sizwithi amanzi kungazani kasahlambuluka kakhulu. Inombolo zethu ke zithi 0012 62 619 2077. Ye kona ngapha emagwegwe enkulumane ensiza lakhona ngapho ke ensuza lapho esicabangela ukuthi amanzi la afika khona. Ye khulumani lati lakhona ngapho eHarare siyawazi kunjalo mfowethu.
And I think we have our guests are lined up. First we have Mr. Marvin Mudiwa of the Chiadzwa Development Trust. Mr. Mudiwa, good evening.
Good evening. Viewers, good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you. We have also our second guest, Gibbs. Who do we have?
We have Mr. Bulisani Ncube, blessing, who is a Bulawayo-based businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for inviting me to the program.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think Blessing can kick off the program.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mdiwa. Mr. Mdiwa, you are, of course, in Chiadzwa. Chiadzwa is in Manicaland. That is the eastern highlands, the eastern part of the country. And a few years ago, diamonds were discovered in an area called Chiadzwa. And of course, this was expected to boost the economy. But there are also problems with the issue of water, which is now being contaminated. What is happening there, Mr. Mdiwa?
That's correct. I want all listeners to know and to appreciate what is happening in Chiadzwa, in Marange. Companies that are mining in Chiadzwa, they are letting the influent into our rivers. One, we have got DMC on the eastern side. They are putting their influent into Singwizi and then into Sawe River. And we have got two mining companies upstream here, which is Marange Resources and Anjin. They are also let the influence into Odd River, and it is affecting our cattle, even the drinking water, along to those people who are living along those rivers. And I have witnessed it myself. There was a comprehensive report which was done by the Zimbabwe Environmental Law Association in conjunction with University of Zimbabwe. And that report clearly shows how serious the damage has gone. And, you know, we had complaints. Before that report, there was complaints from the villagers that live along those rivers. And they were complaining about itching, and the miscarriaging of animals, their cattle, they were having miscarriages. And when they went to Zela and tried to register their complaints, then Sela had a report about it, and they established that there is effluent which is being discharged in our rivers, and is also affecting the fish, anything that lives in the water. And we don't know to which extent, because that's when we will experience some type of diseases in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So we were saying there are measures that the government must take.
Mm-hmm.
EMA has signed some of the companies, but the signs are so paltry that, you know, maybe one company will prefer to pay fine.
Mm-hmm.
If there are like heavy penalties, like if they have signed something like $1 million
mm-hmm.
or so, those companies will stop polluting our waters, and they must be abide by the rules of the land. They mm-hmm. must have the community at heart.
Mm-hmm.
They must also we expect them to drill mm-hmm. boreholes along those rivers so that people are not always exposed to those mm-hmm. dead waters. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, after 5-10 years, we might experience people beginning to get sick and so on and so on.
Mm. Thank you, Mr. Mdiwa. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Now coming to you, Mr. Bulisani Ngube. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Tell us about pollution challenges in the city of Bulawayo. What are they?
Yeah, you will realize, Mr. Dube, that there are quite a number of small rivers which flow through the city, and these have got a very, very bad thing coming through, which shows there should be some pollution of some sort. You talk of Machamtlope River that goes through the recreational park.
Mm-hmm.
It's really churning out a very bad smell, and it shows that there's some degree of pollution. But you realize that probably the pollution taking place in Bulawayo may not necessarily directly affect the residents of Bulawayo
mm-hmm.
because of the nature of the city, the way the city was designed. You realize that Bulawayo is in a plateau. Some of the rivers flow, most of the rivers or the streams in Bulawayo which go via Bulawayo flow to the west, and then the other one flow to the east. And the water sources of Bulawayo are to the other side on the eastern side of Bulawayo, and they're not as mostly affected by most of the flow, the pollution, because it flows going towards the west, where your Kami River flows to, where your Mkuza River flows to, and most of these streams would throw that dirty water to the river. Which means, basically, the pollution taking place, the industrial pollution taking place in Bulawayo may not necessarily be directly affecting residents of Bulawayo, but it's affecting mostly those who live on the outskirts. Now, with the resettlement having been, people having been resettled around the area of Mkuza and all the right, Kami, Cholocholo, those are the people who probably are directly affected by the pollution from industry. So my point really remains that there is a lot to be done, because in all these streams in Bulawayo, all of them, they are flowing some polluted water. And
mm-hmm.
that is, to me, a worrying position. And I'm even wondering what EMA has tried to do with those streams. At one point, I was saying to people jokingly, at the height of the water problem in Bulawayo, saying one of the major problems we have in Bulawayo is that in your west, when you don't have water in your house, you can't even go to a stream and say, I'm going to get some water to bath, because it's all polluted with all sorts of pollution or all sorts of chemicals and all that which are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the great challenge. And in Bulawayo, I'm not even saying the fault is with the companies. Also, residents are also careless. I'm not very sure it's because of the city council not collecting garbage regularly or not. It is even residents are throwing all sorts of things in these streams, and in the process causing a lot of pollution.
Mm.
So it's a broader problem. We have got to industry, who I don't think really EMA has done well on them, because EMA has. That's a special board which is supposed to deal with environmental issues. I'm not sure it is doing well on that, because one of the conditions that your license when you are issued a license of trading, it should also give the condition that for you to continue doing business, you have to be able to deal with, make sure you don't pollute the environment. I think that's the bottom line.
Mm.
And should you be found polluting the environment, you should also, fines should be really heavy fines. The heavy fines that the companies should do all what they can to try and avoid anything which has got to do with the, which you can pollute our rivers or anything, or our environment. I think that's the bottom line. They have not done that now. And they probably, look, I'm not very sure how, but I'm just speculating, that they may be even paying some bit of money to these EMA guys and they go, because these things continue and they should, by now, we should have seen a reduction in terms of pollution.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwe, and please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about water pollution. And our viewers and listeners must note that, Gibbs, for example, mm-hmm. in 2007, there was a report that was done by the World Bank in China. Yes. And it said 750,000 people had died in China in 1 year alone as a result of water and air pollution. Mm. So these people died prematurely. So it's something that is really serious that has to be addressed before it reaches that level. Because in China, pollution is really, really a cause for serious concern.
And coincidentally, China is fighting with its neighbors today, you know, mm-hmm. over the issue of pollution.
Indeed.
They are said to be dumping some waste somewhere in the sea, you know, where this water actually bumps onto some of the countries. So at the end of the day, it's something that is very sensitive.
Mm, yes.
And pollution should be handled with so much care.
Indeed, as countries develop, you know, industrially, there's also this serious problem of pollution. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo, nastri kutawara ninyaya ye mvurai. Iri kunzi iri kusvibiswa neve makambani nesuwo vanhu. Muri kuona sei nyaya iyi?
Aiwa, danho guru rinofanira kutotorwa zvokuti upenyu hwemunhu hwakakosha. Makambani makawanda mu havazi kungwarira zvavanenge vachiseenzesa zvavanoshandisa kana vanenge vachigeza zvavanogeza, vanongorega zvichingoerera zvichienda munzizi dziya diki dzinozoenda kumunzizi huru. Ivo vanozoti city council haizi haizi kuerera ichienda kumadhamu ecity council. Ngavarege kungotarisa city council chete, ngavatarisa vamwe vari kumaresevha kunoenda nzizi idzodzo.
Asi karimwe dambudziko riri kunzi panemi vanogara kusouth africa, kana muri kusouth africa uku muri mubhazi muchienda kuzimbabwe hamurase marara, mukangopfuura bhodha chete mapurastiki ese akukandwa, zvinhu zvese zvinopedzisira zvapinda mumvura imomo. Isuwo sevanhu zvii zvatingaite ngoma semu kuti dambudziko risarambe richipararira?
Aiwa, tinofanira kuti kana pave nemutemo unotosunga kuti panoonekwa chikana nepabhazi pahwindo whatever ka pane kupfotobhadhariswa nokuti vanhu tichengetedze mutemo wokuti tisasvibise nyika yedu.
Hurumende yaumba komiti yedare remakurukota iri kuti iri kuda kuongorora nyaya iyoyi. Munoona zvichifamba here mukoma semu?
Aiwa, zvinofamba kana ivo vakanga vaita nemuchokwadi chacho kuti no vochiendesa vanhu vachitendera mumakambanis vachiona vachitaurirana kuti no vokuona apa itai zvakati 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 vasati vatsvaga zvokuzoti tibhadharisa nemazimari makuru aya votanga vataurira vanhu. Kana azotadzawo anenge akungozorwawo neshamu yamutiro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sei.
Haindopinda mazene zvona ndiripo nhasi ndipo pachirongwa.
Handitika. Saka shamu yamutiro ndeipi manje?
Ishamu yayo yekuzoti munhu asinganzwi aya mwana asingateerera ndoy anozorwa neshamu iyo, kana kuti gudo riyasi rinosara mumunda riya rinorwa
neshamu yamutiro manje. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru ukoma sevo.
So Sam is dazzling you there.
No, yeah, he's saying he's saying, you know, when you are chasing baboons away from your field, you always find one or two that are actually rude.
Yes.
You know, they don't run away. They will be walking, you know, slowly and lackadaisically. So he's saying there's a special whip that you have to, you know, to use in order to chase them away. So that's Shamyam Tiro, that whip that is used to beat up stubborn baboons.
Yeah, let's get back to Mtisi. Mr. Mtisi, are you still on the line?
Mr. Mudiwa.
Oh, Mr. Mudiwa, sorry. Mr. Mudiwa, are you still on the line? Mr. Mudiwa? Oh, I think maybe we've got a problem with Mr. Mudiwa. Are you there, Mr. Mudiwa? We'll get back to him, blessing. So, ngembuwe we baba ngobe loku kwa netu wen?
Iye, loku ngkona baba ngatube.
Iye, sike sitike skulume ngkono kwa nzakala eto lopen la obula wayo. Sia wasti ye, amanzi ahamba suwa kwa napo obula wayo, ango lileo kakulu, sia fika esfuleni, estize. Kulapho phansi endaweni zabo insuza le lendaweni zeShangani kolani so ke kodwa okusuka nje kungani kuyethusa ukuthi kuvele idolobheni elikhulu phela njalo amakampani onangwawo kumele athweni ona lawa akwenza khonoko
yes yesindwayi baba dube ngithe mina ngingasho ngathi bona abahlali bakobulawayo bangcono ngoba konke lokhu kwakubahluphi kuhlupha abantu abasemakhaya njalo unfortunately labo abantu abasemakhaya nabantu abaphuwa yibo abagcina be-affectwa yizinto ezenziwa ngabantu abenza imali yabo siyaba-affecta mina ngokubona kwami amakhampani lawa kumele alandelelwe ayenza khonokho ajezise kakhulu ngoba ngithe kuwe uqala ngibona nganipha ikhathi okwakhathesi isijeziso se-ema hhayi siphansi kakhulu njalo ngibona nganipha futhi yini i-ema ngiyayibona but bekumele ukuthi ngakuqala yona ngokwayo i-city council ibajezise kakhulu ukuthi bangakwenzi khonokho ukuze bazi ukuthi izibi okuyizibi njalo bekwazi kuhle mhlobo ukuthi bangakulahleli emfuleni okuzagcina kusenzani ku-affecta abantu lokho kumele bakwenze ngakho yikho nje mina probably okunganceda yukuthi amafayini lawa ababhadalisa into abayibhadalisa ikhwezwe ibe buhlungu ngoba nxa ingabuhlungu amafayini emamaninyane kakhulu okuthi amakhampani abona kungcono ukubhadala kulokuthi afake i-investment ezakwenza ukuthi leyonikeza ibe le ndlela engathi sithwa ngayo ingahambi emfuleni ukuthi iyowena emanzini yikho ukubona kwami kumele kube namafayini amakhulu njalo amakhampani wonke ayanikwa ama-license ukuthi anelise ukwenza i-business kuma khonaphana kwezinye kuma-conditions e-license kumele ucace ukuthi kumele aprotect i-environment angapholuti i-pollution kube kucace ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi bangapholutha ukupholutha i-environment can even lead ukuthi i-license leyo i-cancele yindlela engcono ongadila nabo ngayo le amafayini amancane labo 500 1000 dollars ekampanini eyenza ama-millions ngenyanga uyahlale ngalesi sikhathi sakho abanye bathi kuyafana lokutshaya indlovu ngempapa
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mnumzana Ncube ungayikhatshana blessing what Mr. Ncube was saying is that the Bulawayo City Council should actually initiate these kind of penalties against companies. And finding them about between $500 and $1,000 is totally insignificant. These penalties should be higher than that.
Kuro wanzo unembama.
Yeah, that's what he said exactly. Utuyafaya lokuchaya indlovu ngempama.
Anzi kupedzera hoko padewe retsindi.
Kuchoni manje kuro.
You know, the little squirrel, if you waste your time, you know, when you go out hunting, you know, and you are looking for these skins, you should hunt buffaloes and stuff like that, not squirrels. So if you waste your time hunting squirrels, looking for leather,
so
stuff like that,
it doesn't be a snake, a snack, you know.
Yeah, it did. Rega itiende kunemwe mterere tisatsadzokera kuna vamudiwa. Mukoma Junior makadi? Mukoma Junior?
Ndiripo.
Muri kuona sei nyaya yekusvibiswa kwemvura iyi muZimbabwe?
Mwana wamai. Unaona kusibiswa kwamvura ini ndoti zvinokonzerwa nesu tine full of I know munyika medu. I think from 1990 kusvika kuma 2000 mvura yanga yakachena kwazvo. But patazongobata isusu vanhu vatema kurula zvinhu izvi, hapana chati chakwanisa kuzviita izvi. Mvura iyi iri kutowedzera kusviba endi icharamba ichingosviba.
Asi tingati vanhu vatema here, nekuti tiri kuonaka kuti even kana kuno kuamerica nyaya iyo inyaya iri kunetsa.
Ikoko zvinenge zviri nani pakuti management yedu isusu yakadhakwa kutangira kugovernment. Vanoda kuimplimenta zvinhu zvavasingakwanisi kuzoita. They make fake promises kuvanhu vozotadza kumaneja.
Saka poitwa sei manje apa mukoma junior?
Mwana wamai apa kavo hatidi kurova embwa takaviga mupini. Zvinhu zvese zvinofanirwa kuti zvichinjwe. Ndomaonero angu iwayo. Kuti zvinhu zvikagadziriswa kutangira kutop kuti zvichidzika. Because neuori hwanyanya munyika. Vanopiwa mari yekunze nemunotenga machemicals. Vakunotenga zvavo imwe mari inenge itori muhomwe memanagement. Handi wakawana nguva yapera mari dzavaihora apa. Asi vanhu vaisafa munyika.
Ichokwadi.
Corruption yati kuwadza mwana wamai.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kugoma junior nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Naniwo ndotenda mwana wamai wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard what junior said loud and clear, that he has no confidence that the current regime can resolve this crisis that the country is facing because of corruption and other issues. Tina mai Martha Mike makadi.
Tinofara madiko.
Aiwa isu tiripo nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yemvura iri kunzi yasviba zvekuti inogona kuguma yokonzera zvirwere. Munoti kudii nenyaya iyi?
Haichokwadi chaicho ichocho. Kunogokwe ndizvozvo ndo zvazviri chaizvo chaizvo masiweji tungomwa uchapa wega wega kunogokwe plazi hakanzuru chaiyo haisi kugona basi.
Hanzi zviri kufamba sei nekanzuro kave kanzuro vanenge vari kutiwo mari dzavainadzo dzishoma hamusi kubhadhara mutero.
Vari kudla mari vari kudla zvinonaka vanhu vaya. Izvo vanenge vainavo vanhu vekanzuro munoshaipi munoti pamwe ndimaneja wepane imwe nyika.
Vari kudya norivha vanhu vachinonga sose nemuromo.
Isi zvidla zvisingamboiti tichingobhadhariswa mari izvozvi kuti titengese zvimadomasi mutamu yakusenda unotanga watobhadhariswa mari yemutero apo votora zvimari zviya vonodya mumakantini vachimwa zvinonaka vachimwa madhiringi anotonhorera isi tichingosora tichimwa mvura.
Saka ivo mvura yamuri kumwa kugokwe iyi yakamira sei? Munoibhoilisa here kana muchimwa zvinenge zvichifamba sei?
Tinotobhoirisa nekuti tikasabhoirisa hakuna upenyu.
Pane vakamborwara here kana kuti hapana hapo atarwara?
Zvinge zvitori mugwara rekutogwara manje manje muchahwaso.
Saka vari kuti kudiwo vakuru vekanzuro ava mukataura kuti pada mvura iyi inenge isina kumira zvakanaka?
Hakunokwanisi kugadzirisa zviri mugwara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai Mike nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Madeno ndafara zvikuru kupinda mustudio 7 kudai kuamerica ikokoko handi kuva kufara nhasi.
Aiwa tinotenda chirongwa ndechenyu. Of course
ndondipata ipapap.
Aiwa tinokufonerai maita basa mai Mike. Of course Gibbs, we are continuing with this program, so Mr. Ncube and Mr. Mdiwa, please do stay on the line. We are streaming
abaya yamarinya gelgelot yasanadane zare program baziu tatanaqwal ahun yetigrinya program ikattalal benya bekul nege hamus enkenanyallen besalam deru. ¶¶